Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
All right, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Welcome back to your Morning Boost. Today we're tackling a crucial issue in education, and that is how to encourage our underrepresented student groups to engage in and excel in our STEM classes and programs. I'm going to draw on some insights from a recent Education Week article that sheds a little light on a simple yet powerful strategy for increasing participation, and specifically amongst girls and students of color in our computer science classes. Quick reminder before we dive in, our special Your Booster Shot episode with the inspiring Chris Norton story, it's available today. So don't miss out on his story of resilience and the powerful messages that he shares. But let's get back to our topic for this morning. So this Education Week article, it highlights a key factor in attracting underrepresented students to computer science. And that key is the way these courses are presented. Often our emphasis is placed on technical skills and coding, which can be intimidating or maybe even seem a little irrelevant to students who don't see themselves as techies. They might perceive computer science as something that's only for those that are already proficient in math or already have a natural affinity for technology. And this perception, it can create this sense of exclusion, and it can lead to lower participation rates. However, this article also suggests that a simple yet very profound shift, which is framing computer science as a tool for solving real-world problems and maybe making a positive impact on society, this is a simple way for us to make this programming more attractive. But it isn't just about changing the curriculum. It's really about changing the narrative. This approach resonates very deeply with students who are driven by a desire to make a difference. It talks about how many students, especially those from underrepresented groups, they are passionate about addressing social injustices and creating a more equitable world. And by showcasing how computer science can be used to develop assistive technologies for people with disabilities or analyze data to combat climate change or even create educational apps for underserved communities, any of these things can help spark interest and demonstrate the relevance of STEM skills. It's about connecting the dots between abstract concepts and tangible applications, and these are things that really matter to our students. We're just going to show them that STEM isn't all about coding. It's about creating solutions. The article also emphasizes the importance of representation. When students see role models who look like them and share their backgrounds succeeding in STEM fields, it breaks down stereotypes and it helps build a sense of belonging. One of my favorite TV shows is The Big Bang Theory, and I can think of a couple episodes where the women in that show that are in the science field are going to talk to young women, and of course, it's a comedy, so we're having fun with this, but really, truly, the point is very clear. If I'm a student, I'm going to see myself in a possible career field if I can truly see someone that looks like me, feels like me, acts like me, and somebody that I can connect with. This could involve inviting guest speakers from diverse backgrounds, highlighting the achievements of underrepresented scientists and engineers, and it creates an inclusive learning environment where all students feel valued and supported. For instance, showcasing work of women and people of color who have made a significant contribution to computer science, that can help inspire students to challenge that notion that STEM is a field dominated by white males. It's helping to create a culture where everyone feels like they belong and their contributions are valued. Now, beyond representation, we can create a supportive and encouraging learning environment, and that part's very crucial too. This means that we need to provide opportunities for hands-on learning, fostering collaboration, offering mentorship and guidance. It's about creating a space where students feel safe to take risks, ask questions, and learn from their mistakes. Hands-on projects, collaborative problem solving, and access to mentors, this will help our students develop that confidence and build the skills they need to succeed in STEM. Early exposure to STEM concepts is also key. Think about implementing some STEM activities and programs in elementary and middle school that will help spark interest and build foundational skills at a young age. Too often, we just save these for our talented and gifted kids or the kids that are ready for something more. We should want to introduce these skills to all of our kids. Otherwise, we are making the decision way ahead of time about who's going to be interested in this field. We need to let the kids make that decision for themselves. By implementing a few of these strategies, we can create a more equitable and inclusive STEM education system, and it will empower all of our students to reach their full potential. It's about breaking down barriers, fostering a love of learning, and creating a future where everyone has that opportunity to contribute to the advancement of science and technology. Remember, diverse perspectives are essential for innovation. The Education Week article, this help serves as a reminder that even small changes, they can have a significant impact. Just shifting perspective and creating a more inclusive learning environment, it will help inspire the next generation of STEM leaders. Thanks for tuning into your Morning Boost. Don't forget, your booster shot episode with Chris Norton is available today. Check that out. I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed. Thanks for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.